This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎来到 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是冯菲菲。这档节目回答各位听众在英语学习时遇到的疑问。这期节目的问题来自程灿，我们来听一下他的问题。
老师您好，我想知道怎样用英语说生某人的气，比如 annoyed 这个词后面既可以加介词 at 也可以加介词 with， 请问他们组合而成的词组意思完全一样吗？ annoyed at 和 annoyed with 之间可以互换吗？程灿。
谢谢程灿的问题，他的问题分为两个部分。第一，怎样用英语表达生某人的气。第二，词组 annoyed at 和 annoyed with 的意思是不是一样，以及它们能不能互换使用。我们先来回答程灿的第一个问题，表示生某人气的常用英语说法。一说到生气，相信大家都知道形容词 angry， 它的意思是生气的、愤怒的。如果想用 angry 来表示生某人的气，我们就可以说 be angry with someone 或 get angry with someone。比如 I'm angry with you， 再比如 Don't get angry with me please， I'm really sorry。 如果想具体说明某人让你感到生气的原因，就可以用搭配 be angry with someone for doing something。 比如 We're angry with you for being late to the meeting， 我们对你开会迟到感到很生气。另外我们还可以用搭配 make someone angry 表示惹某人生气，比如 You make me so angry when you interrupt me， 你打断我的话真让我生气。除了 make someone angry 以外， be upset with someone 或者 get upset with someone 也有生某人的气的意思。同样要想说明为什么生某人的气，就可以在 be upset with someone 和 get upset with someone 的后面加上 for doing something。 我们来听一个使用的搭配 be upset with someone for doing something 的句子。
I'm really upset with myself for forgetting to take an umbrella with me this morning. Now it's starting to rain.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
接着再来介绍 get on someone's nerves 这个表达。 get on someone's nerves 的字面意思是慢慢地爬上一个人的神经，不难想象它的实际含义就是使某人心烦意乱，让某人生气恼怒。来听一个包含 get on someone's nerves 的例句。
Oh, Jacob's been getting on my nerves lately. He doesn't respond to my messages andignores me whenever I try to talk to him.
我们还可以用表达 have had it with someone 或者 have had it up to here with someone 来表示非常生某人的气，气得受不了某人。 Have had it 的意思就相当于 have had enough， 受够了。 Up to here 用来强调一个人非常生气，到了再也没法承受的极限。比如 Stop lying, I've had it up to here with you. 不要再撒谎了，我已经受够你了。下面我们来回答程灿问题的第二部分。搭配 be annoyed at 和 be annoyed with 之间的区别。Be annoyed at 和 be annoyed with 都可以用来表达烦恼、生气，但它们的用法却不同。我们通常用 be annoyed at 来表示对一件事情或状况感到生气、恼怒，也就是 be annoyed at something。而用 be annoyed with someone 来表示生某人的气，同样在它的后面加上 for doing something 来说明生气的原因， be annoyed with someone for doing something。我们来听两个例句，句子中分别使用了 be annoyed at something 和 be annoyed with someone for doing something。
Oscar is annoyed at not being taken to the ice cream parlor. Oscar is annoyed with his parents for not taking him to the ice cream parlor.
好了，我来总结一下上面讲过的内容。 如果想表达生某人的气，那么可以用搭配 be angry with someone 或者 get angry with someone， 还有 be upset with someone 或者 get upset with someone， 也可以用 make someone angry， 还有 get on someone's nerves 来表示惹某人生气。表达 have had it with someone 和 have had it up to here with someone 的意思是受够了某人。搭配 be annoyed at 和 be annoyed with 的区别是 be annoyed at 多用来表示因某事或状况而感到生气，也就是 be annoyed at something， 而 be annoyed with 的后面多接人，表示生某人的气， be annoyed with someone。 这期节目到这里就结束了。如果你在英语学习中也遇到了问题，欢迎把问题发送到我们的邮箱。邮箱地址是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk。你也可以通过微博 BBC 英语教学与我们进行交流和互动。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是冯菲菲，下次再会。
Question and answer of the week.
From BBC Learning English.